This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to tell us what's going on in the world of Yancey County Schools. Welcome, Dr. Little.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. As always, this is a very busy time in the school system. We have had quite a bit of good news lately. We received word that we were awarded a grant at East Yancey School, $5,000 for physical education equipment that we're very happy about. Mountain Heritage High School was just notified that we were in the top 10. Our graduation cohort rate was in the top 10% of the state, and we are the highest cohort graduation rate in this area of our surrounding counties. So we're very pleased about that, that our students are staying in school and graduating. We also had our ROTC inspection last week, before last, and we came out very well with that. They awarded us two scholarships that any senior can apply for. It will go as much as $280,000 for college, so that's really good news, and we're very proud of our ROTC program since we are a young program. Also, we received a grant for $10,000 this week for a weather station that will be located at one of our schools, and then all of our schools will be able to feed into that. So that's nice to get grants and to have extra money coming into the system. Speaking of money, we're working on our budget. We've approved the budget to take to the county commission. We are asking for an increase of $793,000. We hope we get an increase because we have a lot of needs. We have the normal inflation items such as fuel costs, because like everyone else, we have to pay the increased price of fuel in both heating and transportation. We do receive pretty good support from the state on the transportation costs, but the heating fuel is our responsibility. We also have just plain inflation items that are hitting us, especially if teachers receive a state raise. People who are paid out of local funds and federal funds, we have to come up with that also to give the same raise. We are also looking at trying to put back the two teachers that we had to cut last year. The state cut two positions, and we weren't able to pick those up out of local funds, so we hope that we'll get those two people replaced. This year we've been hit with two more cuts of teachers from the state, as well as one from the federal program. So we're looking at a cut of three teachers this year. So that's a total of five teachers that we need to make up because of state and federal cuts to our teaching positions. We're also working on our alternative school, and we have that in place. The state funds most of that. It's a mandated program. We're working on trying to find a space right now, and we think we may have that locked down. We are working to try to get the new roof on Mountain Heritage High School. We have funds to do that with already in the budget. It's going to be about $900,000. That's matching funds with the state, so we pay 25%, the state pays 75%. We're also in the process of getting bleachers for East Yancey School at a cost of about $115,000, as well as bleachers for Kang River for $70,000, and we're very happy to have reached those goals. We've been trying to get bleachers there since I came to Yancey County, and we should have those in the fall, so that's great news. It sounds like we have lots of money, and then it sounds like we don't have a lot of money. But the issue is money is categorized. So the money for the bleachers and the roof, that's capital outlay money. And then money for teachers is a different category, as well as teacher supplies. So all of our items in our budget are categorized, and we have to stick within those categories. One big item that I'm sure a lot of parents are going to be happy to hear about is that we will be going to integrated pest control for next year. And that's something we've been trying to work out. We've been able to get a company that will do that at a reasonable price. Of course, with the integrated pest control, we'll no longer be spraying in the buildings. Everything will be with bait traps and so forth. So parents who have been concerned about the spraying in the buildings will not have to worry about that in the future. We are getting ready for our tests, the end of grade test, the end of course test at the high school and the elementary and middle schools. We're working very hard to get ready for that because it is very important. We have one school that is in school improvement, and we feel very confident that that school will come out of school improvement this year, and hopefully we'll have none of our other schools go in school improvement. So we're just trying to review and get ready for the test. So other than that, we're in the final stretch, getting ready for summer.
Thanks, Dr. Little. Our guest today on Close Up, Dr. Tom Little, Superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.